So, like, I'm reading the paper and going through the internet, and all of a sudden, there's my buddy, Armstrong, just smiling with that glorious watermelon smile that you have. And I read your quote where you say, you know what? This government shutdown isn't so bad because this proves the point that we don't need big government. We seem to be doing fine. Mm. Are you still standing by that, sir?
Well, you know, only 17% of the government is actually shut down. 83% is still functioning. Yes, there are 800,000 employees who are without jobs, except those with the members of Congress. But I do think that the government is overbloated. I do think there are too many people that work for the government that duplicate jobs that others could be. You could use less people to do. I also believe that there are people who show up for work. I'm not saying they're the majority, but the amount of time they put in the government, it can take 3 or 4 hours a week to do that job. I do think that there's a lot of fat in the government that can be cut.
Well, you know what? I will say this. There is a lot of fat in the government. There are a lot of, there's a lot of jobs that, yeah, you might be right. But this, to me, is the typical insensitive Republican opinion. Of, you know, it's not affecting you, so why is it a problem? See, it really works. We can shut down and put only 800,000 people out of work. Okay, yeah, now some of them are going to get their money back, but at the same time, this is the ideology that's got us in this mess. I think that the Republicans are really losing on this one. Would
you know
disagree
what? You
with
may
that?
Be right. You may be right, but listen, federal employees complaining about missing a week or so of pay is nothing compared to 14% of Americans that are unemployed. Are they nearly 52% of Americans relying on part-time jobs to make ends meet? Look, federal workers are nigh impossible to fire and retain full health coverage while furloughed, something the vast majority of Americans cannot claim. I'm sorry.
So basically what you're saying is that, you know, yes, we got 14% unemployment in some places. I mean, that might be the real number. But when you add another 800,000, now we're up to maybe 17%. But that's okay because, you know what, they're going to find a way, some kind of way, right?
You know, I would rather see unnecessary employees laid off and our government restructured to operate with fewer employees. That would certainly serve taxpayers' money, help to balance the budget, and reduce the deficit.
So, Army, are you for how Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has handled this whole thing by basically causing the government to shut down by refusing to take a vote on the floor in order to try to get his way with the Obamacare, the law?
Listen, Affordable Care Act is the law. The American people reelected President Obama. The Republicans need to get over it. It is the law of the land. If you don't like the law, let the people decide and let it rise and fall on its own merit.
Okay.
I think,
wow.
I think Boehner is more interested in being liked by those 16 members of the Tea Party than being respected by the full Congress. He has to get tough and has to have unapologetic leadership. In this government shutdown debacle, he lacks the fortitude to lead. It's time for him to lead without the Tea Party, lead the majority, and have the backbone and courage and make decisions that move our country forward and not backwards. The government shutdown
wow.
is not necessarily the answer in the long run, but he needs leadership, and he's not showing that right
but
now.
He needs to lead or leave.
Yeah, but let me ask you something really quick. Why is this small? The Tea Party is a small percentage of the Republican Party. Why is this so important to him? Why is he going to make them so happy? Why?
You know, I don't think it's that. I think there are some unintended benefits of the shutdown. It proves, remember the sequestration debate, that it shows that America can get along with fewer government employees. And this revelation comes despite the fact that the administration has implicitly stated its intentions to make the sequestering cuts and shutdown as visible, harmful as possible, rather than making smart, targeted cutbacks. They've got to cut back. You've got to reduce spending. And I think the speaker's dead on, but the way they're going about it, his message is getting lost, and the party's being maligned, and then they pay a huge price in the midterm elections.
One last question, Army. I know you're going to say it has nothing to do with race, but when they would poll person after person, it's gotten to be a joke. Are you for Obamacare? No. Are you for the Affordable Care Act? Absolutely. Does that blow you away, the ignorance?
It is ignorant because they're one and the same.
Yeah. Army, it's great talking with you.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Miss you.
All right, now.
Sure you do.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Army.
Bye.